So one other question about maintenance. You mentioned lenalidomide, but also other maintenance strategies have been looked at, particularly including proteasome inhibitors, even RBD that your group's looked at. I see this man got bortezomib maintenance. Now, were his kidneys back to normal by then?
His kidneys were. So if you look at the CALGB study, the patients who did the best with lenalidomide post in their maintenance are those patients who had lenalidomide up front. And that tells me two things. One is that the patient tolerated lenalidomide, and two, that lenalidomide worked. And so you've selected a patient population where you know the drug's already going to work. And because he had never had lenalidomide previously, and he had had bortezomib previously, and there is data from the HOVON study that showed bortezomib as maintenance therapy is associated with an improvement in outcomes, progression-free survival, and overall survival. And again, going back to that principle, if the treatment works, continue to do it. And so he was bortezomib responsive up front. And so our rationale was to use bortezomib in this patient as a maintenance therapy because he had never had lenalidomide previously, knowing that we could always use lenalidomide in the relapse setting.
And I see that he got bortezomib for 2 years as maintenance. Any neuropathy or problems?
No. So if the patient didn't have neuropathy in the first 4, 6, 8 cycles, then he is, again, self-selected for somebody who's not going to have neuropathy later. The neuropathy of bortezomib, it's going to happen in the first 4 cycles or so. And if it doesn't happen, it shouldn't happen.
So he ends up finally, after going through all these things in 2013, 4 years ago, finished the maintenance, and so he then was just observed off treatment.
Right. So the bortezomib, in contrast to lenalidomide, was studied for a fixed period of time, and so we went with what we knew, which was to treat for a fixed period of time. Again, I think that that's actually unknown, how we should manage bortezomib, but we try to follow the data, and so the data suggested to stop. So he was observed, had an excellent performance status, back to his normal activities for 3 years.
I've got to ask what it's like to see somebody like this who you start out with thinking they're never going to feel good again, they're never going to have pain, and now he's off therapy for 3 years feeling great.
It's a joy. It's just an extreme joy seeing him. This patient knows my family knows him, we've been to his house. He's one of those guys who host, I don't know if you're familiar with the St. Baldrick's events, which is when you shave your hair for childhood cancer research funding. He hosts one of those every year. We've been to his event. He gives me a card every year. So, like I said, this has become a real friend.
Fascinating.